We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
It is that time of the week where racing's smartest minds gather to find you all the winners at the Saturday morning punters panel on RSN 927. We'll look at the entire meeting at Flemington. We'll get the gurus to find us a winner on the Gold Coast in the features as well, led by Dean Lester. Good morning, Dino. How are you?
Hello, Michael. Good, thank you.
Oversight of this meeting today? Is it a profitable meeting, do you think?
I'm hoping so. They're not big fields by Flemington standards by any means, but I'm hoping, certainly the first half of the program, hoping we can get a prize early.
Good morning to Warren Huntley, who was doing his best in beautiful summery conditions last night at the Valley. How are you, Warren?
Yes, very well, Michael. Nothing like summer racing in Melbourne.
Exactly right. And Gator, if you were on the bike this morning, would have been pretty tough conditions. Good morning to you. He might have got blown away.
Still on the bike.
Well, all right, we'll try. We'll put an SOS out for David Gately. One man who was always there is Trent Langscar from the Tab, who joins us. Good morning, Trent. How much interest at Flemington and in the big Magic Millions card?
Good morning to you, Michael. I can say with the first two races on the card at Flemington, the favourite punters are hoping that Parlophone and Hasseltoff get the day started with good wins there. And then towards the end of the program, there is a lot of interest in the last two favourites, in Long Arm and also Mystery Shot. For the two big ones at Gold Coast in the Magic Millions Tyrol Classic, which is Race 6, Swift Witness continues to firm as the favourite, $3.70. She's All Class at $4.40. And now there is some support, Michael, for Alpine Edge at $7.50. While in the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas, which is Race 7, Isotope, $2.50 favourite, there is support for Away Game at $3.90. Michael, I also mentioned before we get started with Flemington that with your tab account, if you place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Flemington, Rosehill and Gold Coast, and your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50. However, if you use venue mode, you could be in your local tab or you could be on track today at Flemington. That offer is for all races at Flemington, Rosehill and Gold Coast, and that's for horses that run second, third, fourth or fifth. Bonus bet back up to $50. As always, though, please gamble responsibly.
Gee, that's a nice insurance. If you're at a venue or on course, you get your money back for running up to fifth today. That is magnificent for all of the tab account holders. Just like when he was at school, when he was in university, David Gately likes to make an entrance at a party. And he said, I'm going to come in last just to make that entrance this morning. David Gately, are you there?
What's the university? Oh, that's that place where I used to drop my wife off and pick her up. Yeah, I'm with you. Yep. No, it's all good. Thanks for having me eventually.
Very good, very good. Right, well, let's get stuck into it because I want to leave some time to look at the Gold Coast. The first race today could be one of the most interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing Parlophone return, and there's a bit of depth in this race. Trent, what's the market doing?
Once again, Michael, Parlophone, one of the better supported runners on the card, opened $3.20 on Wednesday, now $2.90. Tiny is a $5 second elect. Aqua Girl has just drifted out from $5 to $6. And then a few others in single figures, among those Hydro Star, $6.50, Pioneer River and Nantucket at $8.50 and $9.50 respectively. Parlophone well supported in the opening race.
Dean, I spoke to most of the major players this morning and good pushes from Philip Stokes at Aqua Girls, come back better. Interesting to hear, though, maybe a little question mark from John McArdle on Hydro Star that he's still doing a few things wrong. And Mick Kent Jr. was really happy with Parlophone. How do you see this small field and the race unfolding?
Michael, I thought probably Aqua Girl might lead, but Nantucket comes off a very fast race and I thought would probably be handy. And then you've got the likes of Tiny, Pioneer River, and Parlophone's drawn the outside, and we just hope she doesn't come out and do a little buck jump like she has done a couple of times in the past, because if she does it right, I think she'll win. She has had two jump outs. She looks to be going really well. It just unravelled a bit at the end of last preparation, but that Lightning Stakes win in Adelaide was stunning, and that's good enough to win this race, I would think, and I'm with her. I think Lariat's big odds here. I think she's racing really well. She wasn't really suited the way that race structured up last time, and she dropped 3.5 kilos. I think she can run very well at a price. Nantucket, I think the winner in that race at Caulfield, Dick and Metal, just got a better run coming to the turn, cut inside, whereas Nantucket had to go around them, and that was probably the difference between winning and losing. So he's going to run well again, and a Pioneer River, who I don't know if 1100 is absolutely ideal, but he's proven down the straight and he's at least tough and strong. But I think we can start with a winner with Parlophone, 2, 8, 3, and 1.
2, 8, 3, and 1 for Dino, one of his best of the day. Warren, Parlophone's currently around about $2.90. Would you be happy to back her at that price?
Yes, I would. I think that's a fair price. I'm keen on her. I think the 58 kilos with Jamie Carr aboard's a good scenario, that there's not going to be any saddling issues, not trying to get down to a really light weight. And strangely, she seemed to go very well for Jess Eaton, and I'm thinking she'll go very well for Jamie Carr. So I'm keen on Parlophone. I thought her most recent jump out was terrific. I think the race sets up that well for her, and I think that's a fair price too. For me, ahead of 6, Aqua Girl, who, as Philip Stokes outlined to you, Michael, looks to have come back very well, like the way she ran through the line in a recent jump out. She's got that straight experience, as has Nantucket, who's probably deep enough into a preparation. There's no improvement in him, but he's very honest. There's not a lot of him, but he'll give his all, and he should be somewhere there near the speed. And I thought Lariat was the unlucky runner in that. The race that she comes through last start might be next best. Keen on 2, ahead of 6, 3, and 8.
2, ahead of 6, 3, and 8. So two confident tips from Dino and Warren. Gator, can you tell us anything about Tiny, this horse from the Godolphin stable, the Sydney form V, maybe what Parlophone's been racing against?
Yeah, look, she goes pretty well. She was pretty solid last time. She took on the older mares. It was a heavy track. Now, she's never seen a dry track. The driest track she's ever seen was a soft 5. I think it was probably her best run to date. So back to 3-year-old grade, you could certainly make a case. I've got her third pick. But I'm with the boys with Parlophone. I thought the jump outs have been quite good as well. And Dino referenced, she nearly buck jumped at the start of last prep. She still ran over last week's impressive winner, Zesty Bell, that day. Then the stakes win in Adelaide. I think only 3.5 lengths off September run at the end of a prep is a fabulous reference for most benchmark 78. In saying that, Aqua Girl also jumped out really well. She was really sharp. In fact, she faded first up last time. I mean, interestingly, Hydro Star ran by her. And I'm not convinced she was in the best part of the track that day. Then she beat home Parlophone in the Quizette Stakes. So it's easy to make a case. We've touched on Tiny and Hydro Star. Might need one, as you mentioned, there from the trainer, but and the jump out was okay without raving, but there's good talent there, as we know. 2, 6, 7, 4.
2, 6, 7, and 4. So a clean sweep for the favourite in the first Parlophone at Flemington today. Race number 2 is the Summer Twilight Racing. We've got 4 scratchings, which means the market's been reassessed and it's only a smallish field. So, Trent, what price now is Hasseltoff with 11, 2, 6, 10, and 11 coming out?
Hasseltoff is the $2.15 favourite, Michael. Even though there have been the scratchings confirmed this morning, Hasseltoff, one of the better backs on the card. $3 was the opening price on Wednesday, and there had been support from that time on. Hasseltoff, $2.15. Sicaro at $5. You have High and Dry and Great House, both at $5.50. And then to the double figures, Dance Ready, $13. Don Dubbin, $14. And Packers Bond, $18. Hasseltoff, though, $2.15 favourite in the second.
All right, you're getting in tight now. Warren, with those scratchings, he's drawn well. Where will he be in the run?
I think he'll probably end up just behind the leaders, Michael. We heard Matt de Kock outline it. He probably travels better with that little bit of cover. I thought getting fitter now, Don Dubbin probably rolls forward. His best runs are when he's on the speed and making it a bit of a solid test. Dance Ready might be there just inside Don Dubbin. I think they look the first two, and Hasseltoff probably just holds that spot from now, the inside draw, and is in there behind them, and might get a very similar run to what he got last start when he was able to dart through the gap and sprint impressively to win. And I think now the race does set up well for him to just tuck in behind that speed and then use his acceleration at the right time. So I'm going with 4, ahead of 3, Sicaro, who's on the back up. It's a really good ride from Canberra Willa last start. Just, there was an intention to ride more forward, got into a spot predominantly 3 wide, but just maintained momentum and kept rolling. Maps for a better run here, would be fitter. Should have had a good week to be backing up. High and Dry, I think, is the other key chance. Another one on the back up and getting down in the weights here. Simon Zara outlining the fact that he probably had too much weight last start, so they've elected for the now 2 kilo claim for Will Price. And I thought Great House has trialled up well enough for a first run in Australia for the Waller stable, kicking off at 1600 metres. No doubt will improve with a run, but look to move through the line nicely for a horse to kick off at 1600 metres. 4, 3, 5, 8.
4, 3, 5, and 8 for Warren. David Gately would be a big David Hasselhoff fan. You would have loved that show, Kick, back in the 80s, wouldn't you, Gator?
Yeah, no, it was certainly the... It was great watching. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for bringing that up. Painful memories there. Look, so I'm going to go with Sicaro here. I'm pretty confident, actually. I thought it was a really good second-up effort off the long break. Race fastest final two sectionals against the race shape. And then we saw what happened last week. Covered a lot of ground. Hardly had the ideal run. Yeah, still too good for them. On times and measures, I think he measures up to a 70 grade off that. I'm going to stick. And I think, yeah, he's really backable. High and dry, sustained a really wide run second up. The top win, solid last week behind a promising one. They ran good time also. It was the same day as Vaccaro. So you do get some sort of guide there. And Hasselhoff just missed the bob 2 runs ago. Then had the good trail last time, blitzed them. Up in the weights, but gets a gun run again. It's hard to knock. Great House. I think the latest jump out was probably his best, and he went really well, I thought. 3, 5, 4, and 8.
3, 5, 4, and 8 for Gator. So Warren's with Hasselhoff, Gator's with Sicaro, and Dino, listening to you yesterday, you're going to throw another number into the mix.
Yeah, I'm going to go with High and Dry. Michael, he's on the back up from last week also, and he drew inside, and I think if he'd followed the winner through Tycoon Beck, he'd have gone very close, but he sort of came off the rail looking for runs and then ended up back where he started, basically. So I thought he ran very well. Now he gets a 2 kilo claim. I think he's fit. He's going well. I think he'll run well. I did want to back him each way, but with the 4 scratchings, we're down to the 7 runners now, so that's a little bit of a concern. Hasselhoff is the danger. He goes up 3 kilos for that win, but he gets a good run. Very wary of Great House. I think he's made progression at all 3 jump outs, and I liked what I saw of him in his 2 race starts overseas. Even though they're over further, he seems to have a bit of style about him. So I'm very wary of him and Sicaro off last week's win. I think it's a really competitive race, but High and Dry's got a good chance. 5, 4, 8, and 3.
5, 4, 8, and 3. So 2.15 favourite Hasselhoff. Hit the boys a split. Hasselhoff for Warren, Sicaro for Gator, High and Dry for Dino. Race number 3. We've got 4 scratchings here as well, which means it's only a field of 7. 3, 5, 6, and 8 are out. What price now? Absolute Flirt. Trent?
Absolute Flirt. $2.50 favourite, Michael. Compared to the previous race where there had been good support for Hasselhoff, this is a race where the scratchings have made more of an impact on the market. Absolute Flirt, $2.50 favourite. Madea is the $4 second elect. Causeway Girl at $5.50. Lil Contra, $7.50. Madame Superior is the other galloper in single figures at $8.50. And then you've got St. Hilarion, $14. And Chevalier Yon at $16. Absolute Flirt, $2.50 favourite.
Looks a tricky race, Gator. Just 7 runners down the straight. How's it going to be run?
Might be a barrier trial, I think. Yeah, so the 3 speed runners I had were the Commoner, Sassier, and Raven's Blaze. Now, they've all come out. So, something will have to lead, because, you know, that's how things happen. But I don't know who it is. Might be Madame Superior. But it's going to make it, you would think, a sprint home. Obviously, they're all looking at the same information, so they might be able to change it up and pinch. Maybe there'll be a different tactic change, but as far as the speed goes, well, there isn't any. Absolute Flirt resumes. I think she's jumping out well enough. She just missed here first up last prep. She beat home Garner. She beat home Dirty Work. Fifth in the race was Madea, who ran the terrific race. She got a bit lost, came inside them, and was race fast at home her last. So she meets Absolute Flirt 4 kilos better. The problem for Madea is all the speeds come out of the race. Little Contra did win nicely fresh, then has had a myriad of excuses since then. And Madame Superior just might get a really soft run now. And it's confidence. If you're with it before, I think that you'd be more confident now, perhaps. 4-7, 1-11.
4-7, 1-11. So, Warren, Has this made this race even trickier then with these scratchings?
I think it has, Michael, because as Gator outlined, particularly with Sassieri, Raven's Blaze in the race, they're at least going to run along at a reasonable tempo. So now the pace is not as clearly defined. And she hasn't won for two preparations, but she ended last preparation in a similar race, Absolute Flirt. But she's predominantly raced in stronger company than this. She's been placed three or four at the track and trip, and she looks to be jumping out well. So she's drawn to get that clear air late, which she needs, and I'm going to go with her Absolute Flirt four. Ahead of seven, Modea, their form does intertwine, and it'll take probably a good ride in a race where there's not a huge obvious tempo from Talia Hope and drawn back near the inside to be able to get that clear air for Modea. And she was probably just in an awkward spot out on a wing last start. I thought she ran well behind Riding the Wave in a race that's a good form reference for this. Causeway Girls, effective down the straight. I thought she showed good improvement. Second up last start behind Sword of Mercy, that she was also behind the start before. She goes around as a terrific winning chance in a stakes race later on in the afternoon. And Little Contra's consistent and honest and has some good form lines down the straight, particularly that run in the Coolmore would stand her in good stead here as a younger horse. 4-7-2-1.
4-7-2-1. So, Dino, it looks a tricky affair. Gator and Warren with the same. Quinella, 4-7. Who did you come up with here?
I'm with the same first four as Warren. 4-7-2-1. I think Absolute Flirt's the one to beat. She hasn't won for a while, but I think this is, you know, her go. 1,100 metres, eight goes at it for a win, six placings. She goes well down the straight. Her only unplaced run at 1,100 metres down the straight was in the Roses when she drew closer to the inside at the end of a prep. She got a bit thwarted last time in by soft ground, and then she got on one dry track and ran very well. So I think she's trolled up well. I think she's going to win another race. This is the race for her. To beat Modea, who I think back to 1,100 and back to mare's grade's the key. Causeway Girl was good last start, but she does go up 6.5 kilos for that run. And Lil Contra, who does dine out a bit on that very good run in the Coolmore, and she doesn't win a lot, but she's not a bad backup horse, and she ran well last week. But I think Absolute Flirt, the one to beat, 4-7-2-1.
4-7-2-1. She's into 250 with the scratchings, Dino. Is that an acceptable price?
It's the bare minimum, Michael. Yeah. I think she's the most likely winner, but I sort of think, you know, a horse that hasn't won for 624 days, you'd maybe want a little bit better.
All right, come on, Trent. See what you can do. Race number four is the Lexus Summer Event Trophy. No scratchings here. What's the market doing, Trent?
Well, a bit of a quandary for the punters here, Michael. There hasn't been one that they've really launched on. Navez is the favourite at $4.60. Solar Apex at $5. The Hero just out of touch to $5.50. Swift Shore has been the best firmer, $7 on Wednesday, now $5.50. Mystique Falcon just out to $7. Checkerboard at $9. And Alloway is the best of the others there at $11. This is a tricky assignment. Navez, $4.60 favourite. The firmer, though, Swift Shore from $7 to $5.50.
Well, Swift Shore was the pick of the two Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr. runners, according to Michael Kent this morning. Dino, on paper, there looks like there should be better speed in this race. How strong will it be, do you think?
Well, you've got variables here, Michael, in that horses are going to 2,000 metres pretty much for the first time. The only one that's coming back in trip is Wise Dragon. Navez, I thought, would use barrier one. Mystique Falcon is 1,400 to 2,000 metres and Blinker's first time. So you'd think she's going to be fairly prominent. And the likes of Solar Apex, Wise Dragon, Cakewalk Baby, and I don't know where Checkerboard fits in from the outside draw. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out. I've got absolutely no confidence in this race. Every year it's a tough race with these horses going to the trip for the first time. I was quite impressed with the debut win of Lequiro, number three, at Mornington. It was pretty solidly run race, and I thought it just kept wanting to find the line, and I think the bigger track will suit. Jamie Carter ride, I could see this horse settling in the back three or four, but just winding up and just keep grinding home and staying pretty strongly. I'm going to go with it to beat Navez, who'll make his own luck. He's had a little jump out since that last run. He's going well. He's honest, and he'll give a good sight. I actually went the other way with the Price Kent Jr. runners. I thought Alloway, who had a really testing run over 1,700 in the conditions last start at Sale behind Plymouth Road, thought it just might have had a better grounding because it had a 1,600-metre run before that at Benalla. and number 9, Mystique Falcon. It's a really unusual preparation, but I'd never second-guess Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace with this sort of thing, and she does drop 4.5 kilos on that first up run. But, yeah, I find it the hardest race of the day. 3, 1, 6, and 9.
3, 1, 6, and 9 for Dino. Warren, who are you going with here? I've spoken during the week to Tom Dabernick, who said Checkerboard will be up on speed, looking for the 2,000. And then even Troy Corson's on his birthday, thanks to you for letting us know, said Johnny Carrade, who's now eased out to 100 to 119 a place, could be a sneaky place chance.
Not a lot would surprise me here at all, Michael. I ended up defaulting to a fit horse who I think will be riding the speed and from a stable that's very good at getting them to have that rise in distance. And from an inside draw, Damien Oliver won't have to do any work to get there with Narvaez, who's had that jump out between runs, as Dino outlined. Blinkers are off to probably help him just, you know, run the 2,000 metres out strongly, and at least you know he's going to be giving you a sight and he's in good form, hard and fit for 3 runs back this preparation and that jump out in between. Leaning to 1, Narvaez, in a race of little confidence. I thought 5, Solar Apex. Seemed to have every opportunity, but just strong through the line at 1,600 metres at Wyong. That was on heavy ground, gets onto firm ground here, but has been exposed to firm ground once in his career and was placed on that occasion at a Rose Hill behind Kiku and probably didn't have the best of luck on that occasion. 4, Swift Shore. I thought that the blinkers were a good gear change last start. Ran through the line strongly. And Lakiro, as Dean said, another one who was just really strong on debut. Jamie Carr taking over certainly won't be a negative. Race that I didn't have a lot of confidence in. 1-5-4-3.
1-5-4-3 for Warren. Dino with the 3, Lakiro. Warren with Narvaez. Gator, you're our Sydney form expert. Solar Apex, Chris Waller, the son of Deep Impact. What is the strength of the form it brings to the table?
Well, he certainly had the right run. It was a solid breakthrough at Wyong, out for 1,600 on the heavy. He had one go dry, as Ted referenced, and it was a Metropolitan Maiden second, but had the best of luck too. So I think 2,000 suits. Look, none of these are yet to put a big figure on the clock, so... you know, that makes it tricky, makes it pretty even. Who's going to make the quantum leap out to the trip? He's probably going to be your winner. And that's why it's difficult. We just don't know who that's going to be. But, you know, that's our job to try and find out. So I think it might be Swift Shore, who just stayed at 1,400 second up, hit the line pretty nicely. It was only 2 lengths off a subsequent Caulfield winner, Bella Vella. But I think it'd be favourite here. Blinkers on, up in trip last time, and put away an odds-on pop in Red Santa at Warrnambool. Some merit on the clock there. I thought it was worth a play in an even race. Narvaez ran super here second up on a hot speed. Swoopers dominated. No shock there. Different story last time, leading 11 lengths below class. So I was never going to lose. Checkerboard, just unknown 2,000, but led solid second. Caulfield beating 1, who then ran 4th to Hazeltoft last week here. And Lequiro was 12 into 550 on debut. Ran by 1, who will certainly win races as well. And showed a bit of the jump outs prior to that. Quickly to 2,000, but enough substance in the split time, I think, to measure up here. But it's the level of improvement here that's going to be king, I think. 4-1-2-3.
4-1-2-3 for Gator. So the panel is split. Race number 4 looks one of the toughest races of the day. Race number 5 is the Furphy Refreshing Ale Trophy. It's over 1,600 metres. We can take out 10 unrealistic, and this is where we see... It's a two-horse war, although there's good money for Kentucky Breeze after we spoke to Levi Kavanagh as well. Where is the majority of the money going here, Trent?
Michael, 2/3 of the support is for the favourite Overexposure. Didn't open the favourite on Wednesday, was put up $3 and now $2.70. The original favourite, Heavenly Emperor, has eased from $2.50 to $3.30. Kentucky Breeze, there's been that tighten there, as you touched on, 5 into 460. Delectation Girl is the other in single figures at the $8 mark. Then you're getting out to $11 for Hangman. Then it is 18 or bigger for the rest of the field. One of the best backed on the card today, Overexposure. $3 the opening price, now $2.70.
Yeah, well, let's hope he's not getting too overexposed because he has been well found here, Warren. No luck last start. Calvin McAvoy gave a really strong push for him today. Is today the day for Overexposure? And is there any concern that he might get cluttered up again from barrier 2?
Well, there's a possibility that that could happen. Maybe getting fitter Valak from an inside draw is forward. Amadeus has got the potential to be forward and out wider. Call Me Handsome and Heavenly Emperor are probably the likely horses to roll forward. And Five Kingdom could even come across with Heavenly Emperor. So there's probably a few rolling forward. Overexposure, Kentucky Breeze, Hangman probably looking to settle behind that speed. You're right, it may well be a case of overexposure of that unlucky run last start, and for that reason those horses can sometimes be overbet. But he jumped out very well going into this preparation. He's run well. First up behind Serious Suspect, that form's good. Then no luck behind Vasilator, who arguably was unlucky in a stakes race last week. So the form's good. There should be enough tempo in the race for him to tuck in behind it. And then if he gets clear at the right time, I think he's the one to beat. Three ahead of one, Kentucky Breeze, who's got a good second up record, ran well enough first up. That's the Vasilator form line. Five, Delectation Girl, I thought was solid through the line behind Vasilator again last start. So I'm trusting that form reference. That was at 1,400 metres, back up to 1,600 metres here, a plus, and seven, Heavenly Emperor, was very well supported and well ridden to win last start. That wider draw, probably similar tactics from Jamie Carr. If he begins well, he'll probably be somewhere near the speed. 3, 1, 5, 7.
3, 1, 5, and 7 for Warren. Dino, I heard you yesterday, you're keen on overexposure. Would you take the 270 now, or would you wait?
Like I say most weeks, Michael, with a few short favourites earlier in the day, probably depends on results and multis and how they're travelling. I think he's the most likely winner. I don't think it's just that one unlucky run that you're betting on. As Warren said, he trialled well, worst ground at Pakenham. I think certainly he makes it very interesting if he gets as clear running as Vasilator, and Vasilator all but won last week. So he now gets to, I think, his sweet spot at 1,600 metres, and he's the one to beat from Heavenly Emperor, who's dropping in weight on that good win last start, responded well to Jamie Carr, and a good chance again. I think Delectation Girl can run a bit of a race here. Got back last start, but ran through the line well, third best last 200 of the meeting, and I think 1,600, just got to get covered up early. She can get a bit keen, but can get into the money. And Kentucky Breeze, who I thought ran well first up, and has that big weight drop off that run now that the weight scales have changed. But happy to be with overexposure here, Michael. I think I think he's the best of the day for me. 3, 7, 5, and 1.
3, 7, 5, and 1. Best of the day from Dino. Gator, do you make it a trifecta of fans for overexposure?
Yeah, nothing to add. Best for the day as well. Heavenly Emperor, good solid win last time. Delectation Girl was good home. Kentucky Breeze can improve. It's a relative weight's advantage, and does have second up form. 3, 7, 5, 1.
3, 7, 5, and 1. Well, that 270 may not last now. Best of the day from Warren. And for Dino and Gator is overexposure. SMS repeating Warren's tips in race 4-1 to beat 5, 4, and 3. We're going to take a break. That is the first five down at Flemington. When we come back, it'll be the quaddy. And we'll also get the boys' tips on the feature races on Magic Millions Day.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Welcome back to the Saturday Race Day panel. We're up to race number 6 at Flemington today, which is the first leg of the quaddy. Over 1,400 metres, no scratchings, and this looks an open affair. Trent, are there any guides from the market to help us out?
There is, Michael, in regards to the horse on the third line of betting in Biometric. Easily the best back in this race from an opening price of $11 to $5.50. The top two in the market have both been easy. Rule the World, the favourite at the moment, opened $3.60 on Wednesday, now $4.40. Viral has also drifted from $4 to $4.60. Again, Biometric, $11 to $5.50. Mr Moneybags at $6. Casio is out to $8.50. And there has been specking at a price for Skyman, 17 to 10. Really open way to start the quaddy at Flemington.
Yeah, we might need a few in the opening leg of the quaddy. Biometric hasn't won for 576 days, Dino. How do you see this race being run? Where's the speed?
Michael, the speed here, I think, probably comes from the inside. I think the likes of Palenko, Holbein, and Rule the World's the head scratcher. I would think he'd go forward if he begins cleanly. He missed the start the other day. It might have been just a one-off, And if he does, he'll roll forward, I'd imagine. And then Strategic Fill, you've got a lot of these, a midfield or a bit worse. I think it's a good race for Rule the World again. I liked him at Caulfield. It wasn't the way I envisaged him winning, but he got the job done somehow. And I think he'll be better at Flemington. I think the bigger track will really suit him. So I like the way he went. And I think he can run well. Viral will run well. He dropped 3.5 kilos off his last run. He hasn't won for a while, but he's a good chance to put in a carbon, really, for Casio, who's got similar form lines, but running well without winning. But he's going to be somewhere in the mix again. And Mr. Moneybag's got the perfect race shape for him last start. They went hard early. They backed off mid-race, and he just kept sliding into the race. Now, as long as he can get the room at the right time, he could run very well again, because second run for the new stable, being kept fresh, I like that sort of formula. Biometric certainly goes in the quaddy, but now I'm with Rule the World to win again. 5, 6, 7, and 4.
5, 6, 7, and 4. Gator, do you give Skyman any hope? First up over 1,400, former international galloper with Chris Waller, who looked really good. It's two wins at Caulfield and Flemington.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's the one that went up over the odds. Tab with Trent and the boys there. I think he was at $15, those first markets. Correct me if I'm wrong, Trent, but he was a terrific swooping winner at Caulfield first up last time in. I think his jump out was terrific as well. So he's certainly over the odds in my humble, and certainly in the quaddy, his third pick. Viral on top for me, wide on a strong speed here. I thought he was excellent second to Mr. Moneybag. I think he turns the tables on that horse with a softer run. And his blouse late last time with his 62. He actually gave way to the subsequent manifold winner ever again there. Casio was a forgive run, two runs ago in the Mr. Moneybags race. He came wide before the turn last time. I think if you swap the runs with Never Again, you swap the result. So I think that's the right form, although I've been wrong before. Skyman we've touched on, and Rule the World, sort of different tactics by accident last time, but was only second up and was contesting group races in 2019. The knock on that race is 3 lengths over all of them. But look, he probably has to go in. And Biometric was unlucky in that same race, but a number of them were. And there's no guarantee he would have run on and won. I think that's the difference, you know, from a form perspective. You see a horse like Overexposure who was held up, but then zooms at the line. If Biometric's never let go, you just don't know what was there. So I think that's where you get the unders. I think when they get out and go through the line, I think that's where you're probably on the right tram. But anyway, it's just an opinion. 6, 7, 8, 5 for me.
6, 7, 8, and 5 for Gator. Warren, 9 of the 10 runners are $17 or less. How many do we need to put in to guarantee we're alive in the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm putting in 5 in the first leg of the quaddy, Michael, but I'm leaning to Viral. They elected not to run in the Chester Manifold last week. The form line that he took into the Chester Manifold, or would have through Never Again, held up well, and I think this is a good option for Viral. 6, headed 2, Biometric, who hasn't had a lot of luck in all his runs here in Australia, really, but it is a question of seeing what's under the bonnet, as Gator outlined, but we should get an opportunity to see that today. 5, Rule the World, was a great proactive ride from Craig Williams last start after missing the kick and then getting the better of Grinzinger Ali late. And I'm including 8, Skyman. His most recent jump out was around Absolute Flirt, Narvaez, so we'll get a handle on that form if we can take form through a jump out earlier on in the day, but he did look to move through the line well. 6, 2, 5, 8.
6, 2, 5, and 8 for Warren, and what looks a tricky start to the quaddie. The feature today is the listed Kensington Stakes. It's pulled together a great field over the 1,000 down the straight. What's the market doing here, Trent? Is Fabergino still a firm favourite?
Michael, Fabergino is the favourite. Has been a touch easy, though, since we opened the market on Wednesday. It did open $3.60 and now $3.80. Pandemic seemed to be coming back into favour yesterday, as much as $4.40 and into $4, but back out to $4.40. Prezzardo, there's been a firm there from 6 to 5. Sort of Mercy has been reasonably solid at $5.50. Hal Vorson, been touching on this with yourself in the last couple of days, opened $11 on Wednesday, now at $7. There's the biggest firm for the race. Then there is a gap to Bonds Away, the best of the other gallopers there, at $17. Opinions mixed there, Michael. Fabergino, just easy as the favourite, $3.80, and has been support for Prezzardo and, to a bigger extent, Hal Vorson.
All right, 1,000 metres down the straight here. Gator, does Fabergino dominate from the front again?
Well, I think she's very fast. So She didn't overcook it last time, though. You look at the times, and Cheshire got away with a pretty easy lead, but she's just as effective running fast early, even you could argue even more so. So I'm going to stick with her. Obviously, Prezzato has a relative weights advantage and was only second up. He must have a case. Sword of Mercy was a fast win, fresh, then a very fast win at Caulfield last time. Last 600, 10 lengths above average. Overall time, 12 lengths. Absolutely smashed the clock. So with 54, you know, times aren't everything, but on that, she measures up. And Hal Warson, also the jump out was outstanding, to be honest. I know he's first up off an injury-enforced break, but he did win well fresh last time. I mean, he has form around Geetra. And the last time we saw him, he ran well in the fastest Oakley plate in history. Pandemic's a really good horse. You know, his record should be a lot better than it is. Back to 1,000 from an inside draw is a query. So, you know, in a game of inches, you're just looking for little things to shuffle them up and down, and hence he's down to fourth. Prezzato's fifth. So that tells you a good little race. It's a competitive race. I'm going 1-8, 4-6.
1-8, 4-6 from Gator. Fabergino on top. And Warren, if you look at Fabergino's form, of her last eight starts, the only two times that she's failed have both been at Group 1 level in the Moya and the VRC Classic. So she's earned the 60 kilos and the favouritism.
Yeah, and she got things back on track at Flemington last start, albeit in a slightly easier race, but the form does tie in with Prezzato. Look, I think a horse who just seems to have really improved this preparation and gets in on the minimum weight is Sword of Mercy. Gee, I think she's going well. Her two wins have been in easier grade, but I think it's the right time to strike down on the weights, down the straight, where she's proved effective and run well. I think it's an even race, but I think Sword of Mercy's got as good a chance as anything, as does her stablemate Prezzato, who 1,000 metres down the straight now with the benefit of a couple of the runs under the belt and ran well behind Fabergino last start, has that relative weight swing against Fabergino as Gator outline. Pandemic, it'd be interesting down the straight whether Ollie can just settle that a little bit closer. Quite often he's the first horse off the bridle, but straight racing's a different beast, and he's got a powerful finish on him. If he's within a length or two at the 200 metres, then he could be a factor, as will Fabergino, who will ride the speed. Michael, as you outlined, she's going well. She's up there with the 60 kilos now, and there might be some up-and-comers with a little bit of weight relief from her, but she'll give a sight riding the speed. 8-2, 6-1.
8-2, 6-1. So, Sword of Mercy on top for Warren. Fabergino on top for Gator. Dino, who do you like in the Kensington?
I'm going to go with Prezzato, Michael. I like him always down the straight, and he does most of his racing here, so that's a good starting point. But he's drawn out today. I think drawn in last start, just not absolutely ideal for him, and he's drawn out to just get that building run. He's had the tick-over jump out that he likes to have between races, and I think he'll run well. But a very even race. Only in racing will you hear someone say that Pandemic's coming back into favour. he certainly ran well to win the Christmas Stakes last start, and I think can be very competitive again. Even though back to 1,000, I quite like him. I think he'll run well. Fabergino can win. No knock on her. She's going well, and Sword of Mercy, as Warren said, career best form. So it's a good time to have a go at this race. Amazing mare, really. 11 starts to win a race, and then she's won 5 of her next 8, so and hasn't finished further back than 3rd, so she's somewhere in the mix as well. So a really good sprint. 2-6-1-8.
2-6-1-8 for Dino Prezzato on top. And for those who like the Omen running double viral in race 6 into Pandemic, race 7 may have a few takers today. Race number 8 is the Sepelt Trophy over 2,000 metres. Interesting to see Long Arm back in action here. Trent, what price is this Peter Galagotis runner?
$3.60 at the moment, Michael. Did open $4.80 on Wednesday. Favourite backers are hoping that Long Arm can show the form again that what was displayed last start. Takumi is a $6.50 second elect. Re-edit has been easy from $5.50 to $7. Also cool, just a touch easy from 6 to 7. Influential Girl, there was support after Dino mentioned as the on-top selection yesterday. Not more so than Quinny as the on-top selection, the Herald Sun. Influential Girl from $10 to 9. And you've got a few in double figures with Mr. Meter and Yulong Captain at 10 and 12 respectively. Main support though for Long Arm, $4.80, now $3.60.
All right, $4.80 into $3.60 for Long Arm here. Dino, wasn't expected to win on debut, and post-race, Peter Gallagher said, look, this is a bonus. We want to wait until he gets over more distance, which he gets today. Are you willing to back up again on this import?
He's in my numbers, Michael. I find him still hard to assess. That was a very high-pressure race, and it was a good win, but often high, fast-run mile races into a 2,000 isn't the best of combinations, and there doesn't look a lot of speed here, so I don't know. If he went by the speed he went last start, he could nearly lead. He's an interesting runner, and I still haven't quite got a handle on him, and I might be on the losing side of this race by not actually backing him, but I'm putting him in the quaddy. I like Influential Girl and Takumi. I thought their form ties in, obviously, through Boxing Day, where there wasn't much between them, and then Influential Girl was unlucky last week behind Defibrillate, and that's the best of this distance range form line. So I think on a backup, she's on her second backup for the preparation, but I just think she's going so well. I think she's a good each-way chance, but I think Takumi will run well. He got clear to win last start, gets Mark Zara here, gets a lovely run from the draw. I think he can run very well. Re-edit, I like her run space, which she's had, and now she gets to 2,000 metres, and Long Arm certainly there with a chance, as is Walking Flying, but whether she runs a strong 2,000 is a query. But now on with Principally Influential Girl and Takumi, 4.10, 5 and 2.
4.10, 5 and 2, so nice value there, Influential Girl, around about the $10 mark in race number 8. Warren, this looks another open leg of the quaddie. Who are you leaning to?
I'm leaning to re-edit, Michael. I've been waiting for her to get out to the 2,000 metres. She's certainly got a pedigree for that, but the Waller stable have been very patient in getting her out, and she does take on the boys here. But, gee, although there's not a lot of clearly defined speed in the race, I think Ollie will just bide his time and build momentum at the right stage, and I think she'll relish 2,000 metres on a spacious track like Flemington. So I'm leaning to 5, re-edit. Ahead of 10, Takumi, who overcame difficulties to win last start, had those difficulties the start before, the form ties in with Influential Girl. So there's not a lot between them wherever they go, and Dino's mounted a good case about the form line now through Influential Girl and Defibrillate. So I'm trusting that form line, but I do think Re-Edit's going to really relish the 2,000 metres here. And Long Arm is a hard horse to assess. It was a solidly run 1,600 metres here but last time, and he gets up in trip here, which should suit. I think he has to go in the quaddie, but it's a race where it's hard to be too confident, but I thought at the current prices, I'm happy to be with Re-Edit each way. 5, 10, 4, 2.
5, 10, 4, and 2. Gator, no mention of Coolth yet with the blinkers on. A little bit flat last start, but has shown that the 2,000, he's got ability. Do you give him any chance today?
He's certainly in the mix down in the weights. What he probably was looking for is a race with a bit more speed on, on paper at least. It may not eventuate that way, as we well know. But look, I had to shuffle him down to 6 because he and Re-Edit, I think, would have been more suited perhaps in a fast-run race. But it'll be interesting. It's created a really challenging race for punters, and I was surprised Influential Girl went up the odds she did. Again, with Tab badly blocked last week against Open Grade, yet still ran the quickest last 200 of the day. I think she can posse up. She did that. She did posse up 5th and won 3 runs ago. So I don't think she needs to be way at the back. Takumi had to wait for her to go last time, eased the widest and ran her down. It was a terrific win. So with Influential Girl then going on to run well in Open Grade behind Defibrillate, I think that's the right form. So we'll see how we go. Long Arm was a very good Australian debut. The jump out prior to that was fabulous as well. 2,000 tick, and I think they settle a lot closer here at this trip in a race devoid of speed. And the on-pace is Mr. Meter, so I'm going to throw her in as well. She's got the black sail form. Who wasn't far off Long Arm prior to that, so you can tie her in. 4, 10, 2 and 12.
4, 10, 2 and 12. So both Dino and Gator with Influential Girl on top, and 10, Takumi to run second. Warren likes 5, Re-Edit with Takumi to run second. And the last of 9 is the Tab Venue Mode over 1,200 metres. Take out 2, 5, 9 and 12. And this is a really good race to end the day. What price is Mystery Shot and Turbian here, Trent?
Mystery Shot $3.70, Michael, and Turbian $4.40. There has been the change of favouritism when the market went up on Wednesday. Mystery Shot The initial price was $5, and that is long gone now with that $3.70 on offer, and half the money for this race has been placed on Mystery Shot, Turbium 440, Hussey just out to $5, Alberk at $5.50, Rouen Bleu is the other, well, one on single figures at $8.50, just looking here, Impey has just crept into $9.50 as well. Then there is a big gap. It is $21 or better for the remainder of the field. Mystery Shot, though, well found. $3.70 favourite in the last.
Warren, not a big field to end the race day as well. And we've got Mystery Shot. He's undefeated, 5 from 5. And they've got Designs at an all-star mile. And Turbin's got a big boom on him as well. How do you see the race being run?
Well, I thought Mystery Shot would be near enough to the speed. I don't think there's any real mad leader here or a lure for Mystery Shot to follow, so to speak. So I thought Mystery Shot would find himself somewhere near the speed. Impey's a hard horse to assess. He can be on the speed and dominating slightly longer races, but he is on the fresh side, might be sharp enough to be somewhere near the speed here. But I thought Mystery Shot would be on the speed, and I thought his jump outs have been good. He's been very well placed to build the record that he's built to date, but he's also well placed here, particularly with the claim for Will Price. So I think he's got a terrific chance of continuing that picket fence. 3 ahead of 4, Turbium. Well documented, he didn't have a lot of momentum at a crucial stage. Back near the inside, second up, he'll be fitter. 10, Alberk, is effective down the straight. Just needs that next win, but he's racing well, and he'll need that little bit of luck from the inside draw, but the claim for Lockie King's an advantage. And 8, Marcel from Madrid, I thought did enough first up, and will be fitter. 3, 4, 10, 8.
3, 4, 10, and 8 for Warren Gator. How do we end the day?
I'm going to give Turbium another go. Big first up win off a fabulous trial. Comes to that really fast sort of mercy race. Just by the time we got to race 8, certainly they weren't letting him out to that inside lane, and they were had to stay there. I'm expecting sort of mercy to run well in the Kensington Stakes by the time this race is run as well. So I'm going to recommend a Mystery Shot, obviously unbeaten. Surge late for a nice jump out win. And he's got a good mix of change-up speed and courage. He showed great will to win at the end of last prep. You know, and they're the two weapons you need, I think, to build a great winning record. So it looks to have them both. Myself from Madrid, 1,200 here. Second up, fitter ticks. Home 11-12 last week in that fast race. Rouen Bleu broke 11 seconds the same race. So if we're trusting that form, they have to go in. 4-3-8-6.
4, 3, 8, and 6. Warren and Gator seeing the favourites, Mystery Shot, Turbium, fighting it out. Dino, do you see it the same way?
I do, Michael. Yes, I'm going to go with Mystery Shot. He's been very well placed through his career, but getting the job done, and looks to have come back well. Had a jump out at Warrnambool, was only a small field, and then a much stronger jump out at Terang, and I thought found the line really well. And I think he can probably dominate this race. Turbium, I was never a fan of him from Barrier 1, and then it rained, and then he got held up, and it was he ran very well, really, in running fourth at Caulfield. I would like him to have drawn maybe outside Mystery Shot here as well, but still think he'll run very well. Elberk has drawn Barrier 1, which is never ideal down the straight, but because there's not a lot of speed, I'm hoping with 52.5 on his back that they'll ride him aggressively and put him in the race and maybe make their own luck, and for that reason he's got a chance. And I thought Marcel from Madrid wasn't a bad run first up. He's a little bit of a hard horse to trust, but he'll be fitter, and maybe the dry ground in his favour also. 3, 4, 10, and 8.
3, 4, 10, and 8. So all three panel members expecting the two favourites to fight out the finish, Mystery Shot and Turbium in the last. Dino selections and SMS race 6, 5 to beat 6, 7, and 4. We'll take a quick break. That's our look at Flemington. On the other side of this, we'll get the boys' tips for the features on the Gold Coast, the best of the day at Flemington, the play of the day, and the quaddies. That's up next.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Let's head up to the Gold Coast and have a focus on their Magic Millions race day. The two-year-old Magic Millions, readily available's come out this morning. So disappointment for John Sargent and Connections, who won the Magic Millions clockwise. Star Swift Witness is at 380. She's all class 420. Trent, they dominate the market.
They do, Michael. You've got Alpine Edge also in the reckoning at 750. And since Ranch Hand gained a start yesterday, has been supported at $11 as well. Swift Witness tops the market, $3.80.
Dino, looks an open addition this year. Who do you like in the two-year-old Millions?
Yeah, I like the here and now about Swift Witness, Michael. Just the win last week, the timing had been brought along from that first up run and just hitting this race at the right time. So I'd be leaning her way.
What about you, Gator?
Yeah, seeing it similarly, there's not a lot between a lot of them on the clock. And first run in the blinker, she went through the roof. So if she progresses or holds again, she's going to be in the finish, I would have thought.
Are you with one of the favourites as well, Warren, or is there some value to be found?
I don't think there's any tricks to the race, and the weather through the day will be a factor, Michael. But at the current prices, you can almost back Swift Witness, and She's All Class, and cop even money that one of them will win. That She's All Class had the edge over Swift Witness when they met. Swift Witness did improve and now has the backup, which has been a to the fore in recent years, and the blinkers seem to sharpen her up. But I'm leaning to both Swift Witness and She's All Class and trying to structure the race around the two of them. They head the market, but they're at around about $4 each, so you can play with both of them.
And a quick selection of three-odd guineas. Dino?
Very, very even, Michael, between the two at the top of the weights, at the top of the market. I'll go Isotope.
Gator?
Yeah, I think she's the better of the day, Isotope, yep.
All right, confidence there. And Warren?
No argument from me, Isotope.
All right, she's currently around about $2.50. All right, gentlemen, let's get your best of the day, play of the day, and quaddy at Flemington. Dino, you can kick us off.
Michael, my best is Overexposure, race 5, number 3. The play of the day will be Tager Multi with race 1, number 2, Parlophone, into race 5, number 3, Overexposure, and the quaddy, first leg 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, second leg 1, 2, 6, 8, third leg 2, 4, 5, 7, 10, and the last leg 3, 4, 8, and 10.
3, 4, 8, and 10. So 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 6, 8, 2, 4, 5, 7, 10, and then the last leg 3, 4, 8, and 10. We'll put these quaddies out on social media as well. Warren?
Parlophone, the best for me, Michael. Race 1, number 2. Value around race 8, number 5, re-edit. First leg of the quaddy for me, 2, 5, 6, 7 and 8. Numbers 1, 2, 6 and 8 in the second leg. 2, 4, 5 and 10 in the third leg. Home with numbers 3, 4, 8 and 10.
3, 4, 8 and 10. So 2, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the first leg. 1, 2, 6 and 8 into 2, 4, 5 and 10. And 3, 4, 8 and 10. And Gator, bring us home with your best, your play and your quaddy.
Best, Flemington, race 5, number 3, Overexposure. Best, Rose Hill, race 5, number 10, Count de Rupee. Best, Gold Coast, Isotope. Quaddy. First leg is race 6. So numbers are 6, 7, 8, 5 and 2. 6, 7, 8, 5 and 2, first leg. Second leg, Kensington Stakes. 1, 8, 4, 6, 2. So 1, 8, 4, 6, 2. Race 8, the third leg. 4, 10, 2, 12, 5. 4, 10, 2, 12, 5. Coming home, 4, 3, 8 and 6.
Good on you, Gator. 6, 7, 8, 5 and 2. 1, 2, 4, 6 and 8. 4, 10, 2, 12, 5, 4, 3, 8 and 6. Don't forget, Remark goes around in the first at Rose Hill with scratchings now into $1.35. Be very interesting to see that in action today. Gents, best of luck on the punt today.
Thanks, Michael. Good night.